It's a Wednesday. It's time for Money Trends, SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. And John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. Hey, John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
All right, look, so we prepare our kids for so many things in life. You teach them to look both ways before they cross the street, not to put their hands on hot surfaces like a stove. But how many people really prepare their kids for finances? And if you've got college-age kids in particular, there are things that they can do to have a clean credit record really for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're speaking to young people that are starting college or maybe recently finished high school and just kind of getting out into the real world, if you will.
Well, you're also speaking to people like me who's been in this business for 50 years, and I need help in this area.
Well, you know, one of the best things you can do if you want to plan for a successful financial future is to start building your credit at an early age. And one of the easiest things we can do, again, whether you're a college student or someone just entering the workforce, is to obtain your first credit card. And our suggestion there is start off with one credit card. You only need one. You don't need a Visa, MasterCard, and Discover to build good credit. Pick one and only spend what you can afford to pay back. Remember that a credit card is borrowed money, and if you don't pay it back, there is interest that's going to be earned on those purchases, as well as potentially other charges. So start off with one card. Purchase just the things that you can pay back within a month or, you know, maybe 2 or 3 months, but be reasonable with your spending habits. And what we're trying to do here is to build the credit record for you. We want to show that you have the ability to borrow a little bit of money and repay it. That will build your record, and over time, you will be able to apply for more credit. Maybe it's to buy a car down the road, maybe to buy a home, whatever it is in your financial future. But this is the best way to start. So after obtaining your first credit card and only spending what you can pay back, the most important thing is to always pay your bill on time. More than a third of your credit score is based on whether or not you pay your bills on time. So I can't emphasize that anymore, is make sure you pay the bill on time.
You know, this is an area I've had a problem with, and I'm just going to be very honest on the air here. I've had a problem. I have the money. I have the money in the bank. I have the money, and sometimes I just put something off and kind of forget about it, and then it's late, and I hate myself for doing it. And I'm going through a period right now where I'm dedicating myself to changing that, and I hope I can ultimately change it.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Here's one of my, I guess, a tip that I would share with folks is when you get your first credit card or your first couple of credit cards, focus on the rate of interest that's charged on that card more so than the rewards. Sometimes you see these programs where if you spend so much, we're going to give you this, that, or the other thing. Early on, the most important thing you can focus on is the rate on that card. And the second thing that we're starting to see a lot more of out there for first-time credit card holders are things like reminders and alerts that you can set up. These are text messages that will generate that say, hey, Scoot, remember your bill is due on the 15th of the month. Make sure you pay it. Or you've spent this much so far this month, and your limit is X number of dollars.
Well, I think I need to, as a reminder, I think I need more, something more like a sledgehammer to the head. Just do it. I'm so embarrassed to say this, and I hate myself because I have the money. I have the money to pay the bills. I have the money, and I'm really dedicating myself to you know, because I like to get my Southwest Sky Miles or whatever.
Absolutely.
They are, the Self Rewards, Rapid Rewards. So I'm spending a lot of money there, and I'm generally paying that off, or just the great majority of it off at the end. So instead of using cash, I'm using that. So I'm paying that regularly, but I just, you know, I've developed a really bad habit. I'm going to try to change it. But anyway, all of this hits very close to home for me.
And the last thing I guess I'll share with your listeners is, hey, you know, maybe you did start your credit record early and or maybe later in life, and for whatever reason you had a slip or you've kind of damaged your credit, and now you're trying to restart or rebuild your credit. There is an option out there for folks that have been in that situation. It's called a secured credit card. And essentially what you would do is you would go to your lender or your local bank and open an account and put, let's say, $500 in it. $500 is generally the smallest amount that you can do. You put $500 in the account and you pledge that against a credit card, and it's essentially you're securing your credit card with that cash. Mm-hmm. But it's a good way to kind of get back into building your credit. It provides protection to the lender or the bank that, you know, if you stumble again, they can offset it against this savings account or some other similar type of account held at the bank. But it kind of lets you get back into rebuilding your credit and rebuilding your history.
No, it's good advice. And I love the idea that we're talking about. You know, we have a lot of young listeners to our show, and I love the idea that we're talking to, you know, college age kids who are just, you know, getting that first credit card, and maybe some have it before that. But great advice to take that credit card and only use it to buy things that you can afford to pay for, and then pay it on time.
Absolutely, Scoop. Absolutely. And, you know, if you can't, you know, if what you're buying on your credit card you just can't afford, you're much better off not buying it. You know, the Joneses will always get you in trouble.
Yeah. So here's a text here. Let me get you to answer this text. Is there any way to start building credit for my 15-year-old son, or do I have to wait until he's 18?
Good question. Yes, you can. And the best thing to do is, since this is your son, check with your current credit card provider, and you can have him add it as an authorized user. Now, some credit card providers will let him his credit or his purchases be reported to the credit bureau to start building his record, and others won't. So it's one of those things where you really just need to call and check with your credit card provider, but absolutely there is a way to do that and have your kid start building his credit.
All right, John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank. Thank you for the inspiration. I always am inspired when I talk to you. And thank you for the advice. And I'm sure there are people who got ideas from our conversation. And that's why we do Money Trends here with Metairie Bank. So thanks a lot, John.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to be on with you. Thank you, Scoot.
Thanks, John.